The Boorley ulcer. A citizen army is being recruited in the battle against this debilitating flesh-eating ulcer. And we've told Michaela at no stage during this interview put any photographs of the Boorley ulcer up on our screen. Dr. Brett Sutton is Victoria's acting chief health officer. Doctor, good morning to you. This, where does it come from, and is it on the march? Did we read the other day, Doc, that it's now getting into the suburbs?
Yeah, it's a very mysterious bug. It's known to be in the tropics through South America, sub-Saharan Africa, and Victoria is really the only temperate climate in the entire world where it's occurred. It came to Bairnsdale in the 1930s, later went through Phillip Island in the 80s, and then the Bellarine was affected through the 90s and 2000s. And in the last 5 years, really, the Mornington Peninsula has been a real hot spot, and it seems to be creeping up further north from the Rye, Tutgaruk, Blair Gowrie kind of hot spot, and we've seen cases in Frankston, Seaford, and it might be up as far as Beaumaris.
What spreads it?
It's not entirely clear. We do know that it starts to get seen in possum faeces before we get human cases. So it might be that possums are a kind of reservoir for the bug. But the actual spread to people, the leading theory at the moment is mosquitoes picking up that bug and then biting individuals. People certainly seem to get ulcers on those exposed areas of skin that you'd expect mosquitoes to have a go at.
So has anyone been bitten on the face?
Well, occasionally there are ulcers that occur on the face, but interestingly, you know, you tend to see it more in children, so it might be that height that mosquitoes fly at. It really is a mystery, and this is a big reason why we need citizen scientists, as it were, to help us.
Okay, so where do people go to volunteer, and what are they volunteering for?
Essentially, they're volunteering to give their own history about where they've been, the kind of activities they've been up to in the Mornington Peninsula. So these are people who haven't got the ulcer.
Otherwise healthy.
Yeah, exactly. So we can make a comparison with the kind of risk factors that people report who do get the ulcer. They'll also be testing in people's yards for the bug, trapping of mosquitoes, and you know, a pretty intensive investigation to see if it can be found.
Where do they go to volunteer?
If they go to the Department of Health Victoria website and put in beating Boorley or Boorley in Victoria, then they can get all the information about who to contact and how.
Going back to the start, did you say Victoria is the only temperate climate in the world where it's found?
That's right. So,
how's that even possible?
It is very unusual. We know that it tends to be coastal. There's a hot spot up in the Daintree in Queensland, but we're the only other area in Australia that's affected, and we don't know why.
What are the symptoms to look for so that it can be, or can it be treated early?
It can be treated early, and early diagnosis is important. Obviously, it's called Boorley ulcer, but it can also present as just a persistent swelling and redness of the skin, sometimes as a pustule, but the classic look is an ulcer that gets deeper, has a really ragged and ugly edge, and so those persistent lesions, especially ulcers, are the ones that we're thinking about with Boorley ulcer.
So if you detect them early, will they be cut out?
Well, no, you can actually get antibiotics for a number of weeks if you get it early enough so that you don't need surgery at all. We know that if it's very late...
So we're going for people... You've got everyone's attention now, Doc. People should look out for...
Exactly. Look out for a persistent, deep cut ulcer, and it can be swabbed by their GP and get a result in very quick time.
Good on you, Doc.
Thank you.